on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
With the love I have inside of me, we can turn this world around. We can live through all eternity, and we never touch the ground. We'll take a chance to ride upon a star to a place that's far away. The light of love will shine on us forever and a day.
Now, you didn't think I was kicking off with a slow one, did you? No, it's Saturday, just gone midday. You're with me, Spencer, now, with a weekend wind-up. Good to have your company.
We can live through all eternity, and we never touch the ground. We'll take here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know.
So good afternoon, as I said, and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer, with you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And how are we? How's your week been? Now, it's a really grey, miserable day today, isn't it? We're going to try and keep your spirits up with some great music that you can expect from Phoenix. And I've got some cracking new music today, some really good new tracks that I found this week that hopefully nobody's heard before. And what else can you expect from this fun-filled 3 hours? Well, we've got a good cover from another today, which can be described as a battle of the voices. I'll just leave that there. And again, some new tracks in Take 5 as well. And of course, all your messages, all your shout-outs, all your celebrations, because although we're stuck indoors, we can still celebrate. There's still lots to be grateful for. Just want to tell the listeners about what your plans are, what you're doing, what you're up to. If there's any birthdays, any anniversaries, anything. Listen, just get in touch. It'd be great to hear from you. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or WhatsApp the studio. Or find me on Twitter, @SpenPhoenix. And just get in touch. It'd be great to hear from you. Tell me what you've been up to. If you've got any worries or anything, just share it with everyone. We'll try and make it better over these next 3 hours, yeah? And I'm really grateful to have your company, so thank you. We'll try and get through these next 3 hours together, yeah? I'm going to carry on now with a really retro song back from 1981. Do you remember Visage? This is Night Train.
home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
When visiting the Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone High Streets, please remember to follow the government's current COVID-19 guidance to ensure that you have a safe shopping and dining experience. Make space, wash your hands frequently and cover your face in enclosed spaces. Find out more about what you need to do on www.gov.uk/coronavirus. This COVID Secure campaign has been funded by England European Regional Development Fund as part of Reopening High Street Safely Fund. The Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government is the managing authority for European Regional Development Fund.
At Brentwood Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort. We are passionate about delivering high quality care and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
All alone, boys and girls just come and go. I haven't seen you for a minute. I don't like it, not at all. One thing that I know is as hard as I try, I can't face the thought of you not being in my life. Regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you sing but never say. It's not a home when I'm sleeping all alone. I'm used to having I'm a hold. Then I can touch you through the phone. Even when you drink me cold, I still got your t-shirt on. Haven't seen you for a minute, no. I don't like it, not at all. One thing that I know is as hard as I try, I can't face the thought of you not being in my life. Oh, yeah. Regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you sing but never say.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Thanks to everyone who's getting in touch already. Really appreciate it. I want to give a big shout out to Denise. Denise listening in. Friend of mine. Denise, hope you're well, mate. I know it's tough. And, yeah, thinking of you. And if my phone goes off, yes, because it's Denise's messaging me. The desk is vibrating. I've just moved my phone. So, anyway, how are we all? Hope your day's going well. I want to give a shout out to one of my regular listeners, Derek. Every week he messages in. And Derek, I never take for granted your support. Thank you, appreciate it. I'm very well at the moment, thank you. And I hope you and Margaret are too. And Derek's asked me if I could play something for him by Olivia Newton-John. Now, of course, there's such a good back catalogue to play, and I'm more than happy to. And rather than go for the obvious ones, I thought I'd pick something a little bit different. This was a single from her, I think, back in about 81, 82. So a lot of people out there wouldn't even have been born then, I know, but yeah. And you forget what a great artist she was. Still going strong, despite those health battles. And I saw her actually in concert about 3 years ago at Wembley. And Royal Albert Hall it was, sorry. And she was stunning. Really, really good. A real musician and a great credit to the industry. So yeah, happy to play this for you, my friend. Hope you enjoy it and I hope you're staying safe.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre.
where our family cares for your family.
Okay, I got your first travel update of the day today, and the roads, obviously, as to be expected, are not looking too bad. There's still the ongoing roadworks in the surrounding areas, so be mindful of those. You've got them on the A128, the B186, and also on the Rayleigh Road as well. So just be mindful of those areas. The road travel is obviously much less at the moment, but there's still people about and it's causing some problems. The major roads looking fine today. The A127 south inbound is slightly waterlogged as you pass through Dunton, so it's slower than usual, but still running okay. M25 okay, as is the A12 and the A13 as well. Now, on public transport, there are reduced timetables on both the Greater Anglia and also C2C line. And C2C line today also has some delays as well and cancellations, so it's worth checking out with them before travelling. London Underground showing is okay, albeit with a reduced timetable, as is Docklands Light Railway. And do remember, you should only be out and about on the roads and on public transport if absolutely essential. And on public transport as well, you should be wearing a face covering at all times. But stick with us, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day on all the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
This is a bit of a forgotten Madonna track, this. And when I was planning my show last night, wind of this slightly, and I thought, yes, let's give this a play. Just give it to me.
What are you waiting for? Nobody's gonna show you how. Why wait for someone else to do what you can do right now? Got no boundaries and no limits. If there's excitement, put me in it. If it's against the
and on.
There we go, a little mix there with Nathan Dawe, No Time For Tears. So thanks everyone, still getting in touch, really nice to hear from you today. Good you're all staying at home and enjoying the music, which is great. Now, we talk most weeks, don't we, about recommendations during this ongoing situation for good box sets and stuff like that, and we always talk about it. And last night was the second episode of It's a Sin. I don't know if you're watching it on Channel 4 now. I know lots of people have been binge-watching it and watching all five episodes. I'm resisting that at the moment because it is so good, and I'm watching an episode a week. Heart-hitting, and it's really pulling you in. I don't know if you're watching it, but I highly recommend it. Set in the very early 80s in London and around the whole HIV and AIDS sort of scare at the time and things like that. And it's also really witty and really warm. And check out if you can. I highly recommend it. I really do. And also, what else has happened this week? What's on TV? So, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I'm always banging on about that. I know I am, but currently on season two, and it's on Amazon. Really, really good show. Really, really good show. And it's a real kind of throwback to kind of Mad Men and things like that. So if you like that sort of thing, check it out. And finally, WandaVision. I didn't watch yesterday's episode, but I watched the third episode of WandaVision, which is the Marvel program, ironically, about Wanda and Vision. And I still don't get it. And I'm a Marvel person. I'm a superhero person. You know, I've liked my comics since I was a child because they were escapism, weren't they? But I don't get it. And I know where it builds up the kind of, if you're watching it, I know it's building up the tension and it's some big reveal, but I just think, just get there, God. So, I might be in the wrong. I'm sure somebody's going to tell me I am. But, do check it out. It's worth checking out. Slightly retro, which appealed to me at first, but there's something just weird about it. Anyway, I'm rambling on. I want to play for you this track I debuted last week, which is the brand new single from the brand new album, which is just being finished, from the Birmingham Five, my faves, the Duran Duran Boys. They've covered a David Bowie song, which has just been released this week in tribute to David Bowie, who died 5 years ago last week. And this is a great version. I love this song. It's the brand new single due out very, very soon, and this is 5 years.
I kiss you, you're beautiful. I want you to hold. a COVID-19 patient in the eyes and tell them the risk isn't real? Could you tell an intensive care nurse on a 12-hour shift that you never bend the rules? Could you say, in all honesty, that you only ever leave home when you absolutely have to? Around 1 in 3 people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. Are you absolutely positive you're not one of them? Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.
Moving house? Relationship breakdown? Redundancy? Death in the family? These are some of the most difficult situations in life and times when you need a professional guiding you through. Let Pinny Telford Solicitors help. We're one of the UK's leading Legal 500 law firms and have offices in Brentwood, Hornchurch and Upminster. Our lawyers are available to help you in person and remotely at this time. Visit pinnytelford.co.uk for more information.
Hi, I'm Georgia. Join me every weekday from 3 for Drive on Phoenix FM. We've got all the best music, from 80s classics to current hits, as well as loads of great games to keep you moving when the traffic just won't. I'll make sure you've got all the latest travel and news updates you need, and listen out for our lovely guests to keep you up to date with all things Brentwood, Billericay and beyond. Make sure to listen in 3 to 6 every weekday for Drive in association with St Francis Hospice.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
So I mentioned one Marvel thing and my messages have lit up. So I've had messages in from Adam, I've had messages in from Molly, I've had messages in from Jeff, and I've also had a message in from Sarah, all saying exactly the same thing. Watch episode 4 of WandaVision, it all makes sense. Well, that's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon then, isn't it? Well, it's good to see people are listening as well, which I love that. But yeah, so I will catch that up. And I hope you're not letting me down, guys. I hope it does make sense. You know, you're talking to somebody who struggles with the plot of the Teddy Bear's Picnic. So I'm going to hopefully get through it and watch it. But I'm looking forward to it now. Now you've said it makes sense. I hope it does. So thank you very much for getting in touch. I want to give a big shout out as well. As I said, Molly's messaged in. She's working with Mr. Big Q himself. They're making sushi today while they're listening. So, I'd like to say save me some, but, you know, don't bother. You know I won't eat that. But I hope you're enjoying it. Also, shout out as well to Sarah because she messaged him. And she's indoors today. Spent a bit of time on her own today. She needed a bit of time by herself. So she's enjoying a cheeky glass of red with the heating on, reading a book, listening to the radio. God, that sounds amazing. Thank you very much for tuning in and spending your quality time with me. I really appreciate that. And I hope you're well and stay safe. I'm going to carry on now with this song that I haven't heard for a couple of years. And it's a bit of a random mashup, but I kind of like this.
Yeah, check out our style. 'Cause you know you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be Chanel, Gucci, your shoes crocodile. But baby, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Never fully
never doubt it. You're looking so delicious. Could this be the night that we are? Get closer just a little. Take it up another level. Look, it's just plain and simple. Could this be the night that we are?
Don't fight it.
Get this poppin', top flowing, no disturbing. Room service in the morning. This will be the night that we are.
Elevators waiting open. Don't you think it's time we go in? Oh. Can't keep the penthouse waiting.
This will be the night that we are.
Here we go, Blue there with Bubbling. I haven't heard that for a long, long time. Want to give a shout out to Hayley and Adam listening in as normal. Hope you're well, guys. Hope you're keeping safe. And thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. Now, I'm going to, as we head towards the news, a couple more from me. Oh, and the first one is going to be today's Danny's Choice. Danny's picked a track of our favourite artist of mine and of the show. We play this gentleman all the time. And this is, well, he's never done a bad song, quite frankly. But this is a rather amazing Mr. David Gray.
Gonna close my eyes. Girl, watch you go. Running through this life, darling, like I feel the snow. Is the tracer.
Tell the reaper man and the stars above. no sea, no fairy hill, just the lights of bright baby in the Bay Hotel. Next week coming in, like an ocean rock. Won't you take my
There we go. David Gray there, the one I love. And I don't know if you've ever heard David Gray's version of Say Hello, Wave Goodbye by Soft Cell. I have played it before about a year ago in Cover from Another. And it is one of the greatest cover versions I've ever heard. And so check it out. It's really, really good. But all of David Gray's albums, they are just amazing. And he's playing, well, he's due to play Cliffs Pavilion later on this year. So if you get a chance to check him out, please do. He is amazing. Right, going to head towards the news now. And I'll see you on the other side. And, yeah.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. A little bit of love. A little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I got voices in my head, and there's a definite silence. I got voices in my head, and I can lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I've needed a little bit of love. Just like the air I'm breathing, these open wounds ain't healing. Try to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. 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 Lately I've been waking up in a dream, you stay calling your name. Stayed up too late just thinking of you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the
Burnley Centre at 1. Following widespread condemnation, the EU has backed down in the row over supplies of the coronavirus vaccine. Its reverse plans to override the Brexit deal and impose border controls between Northern Ireland and the Republic to prevent shipments entering the UK. The government hasn't yet responded this morning. Julian Smith, former Northern Ireland Secretary, says it's crucial Britain remains extremely close with Europe despite having left the bloc.
We're a major market for all of our companies, key social and community relationships with them, and we need to get this relationship and diplomacy at a different level. And last night, it was a real kick in the teeth from the EU with regard to that vision.
A man aged 53 has been charged after a suspicious package was sent to a coronavirus vaccine factory in North Wales. Production at Wrexham was temporarily stopped while bomb disposal experts were called on Wednesday. Boris Johnson says he's in awe at the way millions of parents have balanced their jobs with looking after their children during the pandemic. In an open letter, the PM says hundreds of millions will be spent on nationwide catch-up programmes. Britons are among 96 tourists found at a top ski resort in Austria in breach of travel and lockdown rules. The mayor of St Anton says people have been exploiting loopholes by claiming to be job seekers despite no roles available. Sport: Everton are hosting Newcastle in today's first Premier League match. Shane Pinnington's at Goodison Park.
Where it's Everton 0, Newcastle 0, and so far it's very much one-way traffic here with Everton dominating possession. Yerry Mina should have put them in front but headed over, and the goal gaping. Richarlison has also been denied by Carl Darlow. At the other end, Jonjo Shelvey's 20-yard drive just went inches wide of the left-hand post, and Lascelles has been denied by Pickford. It's Everton 0, Newcastle 0.
It's top against bottom from three as Manchester City hosts Sheffield United, while relegation rivals West Brom and Fulham meet at the Hawthorns. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, your latest weather for you and for the remainder of the day. It's going to be very sleet or wet, snowy in places. We'll kind of bring in a feeling raw winds as well. Temperature today of only 2 degrees. Tonight, the last of the rain, sleet and snow is going to ease. Skies will clear, but there will be a widespread and a heavy frost and ice developing by the morning. The temperature tonight of minus 2 degrees. And tomorrow is going to be dry and bright to start with some sunny spells, but the wind will come in through the afternoon, bringing again some sleet and snow to southern parts of Essex by the evening. Another cold day with really, really strong cold winds at just 2 degrees. So wrap up warm if you do need to go out, but stick with us at Phoenix and we'll keep you updated on all the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Second hour from me. I want to give a shout out to a world record holder. Congratulations.
Eternity.
Go, Jerry Halliwell there with Riding It. So welcome back, as I say, to the second hour of the show. Good to have you company today. And thank you everyone who's getting in touch. Really appreciate it. So Tom's messaging to say he wants to give a shout out to his sister, Amanda. Amanda's listening all the way from Glasgow today. They're obviously in tight lockdown as well. And Amanda's listening in, and he said he wants to give her a shout out to say how much he misses her. And he's hoping the family will all get back together soon, particularly to celebrate the 50th birthday. That's really important. It's coming up. So guys, yeah, I do hope you do manage to get back together. And Amanda, thanks for listening. Hope Glasgow's treating you well. A lovely place. So thanks for very much, both of you, for getting in touch. Kelly's also messaged in to say, really missing her family today. She's finally in lockdown. A little bit difficult at the moment. She's at home on her own. And she's following the rules, and she's been isolating as well because she felt unwell. So she's just struggling at the moment. Kelly, absolutely. It's I think many people are, aren't they? And I was saying to somebody the other day, I think this round, if hopefully there's not going to be many more, but this kind of lockdown or these conditions are a lot tougher, aren't they, than last year, believe it or not? Because obviously last year we did have the luxury of quite good weather as well, which made a big difference. Even though it was a small thing, it made a significant difference, I think, to people's mental health and stuff. So absolutely, I really hope you're trying to look after yourself. You don't need me to give any patronising comments, but there's lots of support available to you, so please reach out for it. Even check out our website. There's lots of, you can get advice on there, but just really kind of look after yourself and do things that make you happy, really. And, you know, I've been doing silly things like, you know, getting acquainted with old albums, listening to and on YouTube, and reading books and stuff that I haven't read for quite a while. And it just made, you know, it doesn't feel real, but it kind of helps, you know. So I just really hope you're looking after yourself. And thank you very much for taking the time to message in. Just let you know, we are with you even on the airways. So thanks to everyone messaging. Keep them coming. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Good to hear from you.
Trouble.
Brentwood Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort. We are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Could you look a bus driver in the eyes and tell them your journey is essential? Could you tell an intensive care nurse you always wear your face covering over your mouth and nose? Can you honestly say you're going out to exercise, not just to meet friends? Around 1 in 3 people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. Are you absolutely positive you're not one of them? Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.
If you want to lose weight, it's not about getting it right, but getting started. Healthy changes start with little changes, one way or another.
One way or another.
And help you to feel better, inside and out, so you'll be healthier and more able to fight diseases. The NHS has lots of ideas to help you lose weight. Search Better Health. Let's do this.
Okay, so it's time for today's cover from another. And as I said at the top of the show, it's really a battle of the voices today. I picked a real old school standard classic. And I don't actually think the first track is the original, but I think it's one of the first, one of the first versions that were recorded. But it was brought up to date by this second artist about 10 or 12 years ago. Let me know which version you prefer. This is a tricky one, I think, and because both are very, very good. You email me at radio@phoenixfm.com or let me know on social media. But yeah, hope you enjoy these.
Now you say you're lonely, you cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said, told me love was too plebeian, told me you were through with me. You love me. Well, just to prove you do, cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said, told me love was too plebeian, told me you are through with me. And now you say you love me.
are ever over you.
We go there. That caught me unawares, that ending. That was Cry Me a River, obviously, by the original, or the first version, should I say, by Barbara Streisand. And then the cover version picked today was Cry Me a River. Now, I want to give a shout out to Adam, who's messaged in. as I was saying about the, wasn't sure if Barbara's version was the first one. How many versions do you think there are of this song that have been recorded? I was going to go maybe 5 or 6. The answer is 484. Yeah, I know. Ranging from artists such as Marie Knight, Joe Cocker, Marie Wilson, and believe it or not, Denise Welsh. Yeah. So anyway, that has been covered by more than one person, as we know. But that was today's versions were Barbara Streisand and Michael Bublé. But do let me know which version you prefer, as I said. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or message me. But people messaged in already. Dave, who's our presenter of our Retrograde show on a Friday evening. And he messaged in saying the Bublé version for him. And who else has messaged? Angela's messaged in saying, as much as I love Barbara Streisand, this song now is totally associated with Mr. Michael Bublé. Yeah, I would agree with that. Absolutely. And Selena's also messaged in. Thank you. I don't think I've spoken to you before, Selena. Thanks for getting in touch to say, yep, it's Michael Bublé once again. So I'm sure there might be others out there backing Barbara. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed that for today. And it's a great track, isn't it? It really is. And it's one of those songs that, yeah, it just doesn't grow old.
FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, I've got your latest travel for you, and the roads are still looking relatively good at the moment. There is a broken down vehicle on the A128 as you're leaving the Ongar Road, which is causing a backup of traffic. It's taking about 5 minutes to get through that area, so please be mindful of that. And also on the B186, around where the roadworks are, there was a minor accident this morning. It's in the situation and site has now been cleared, but just be mindful when going through the area, as traffic still may be slightly heavier. No major problems on the main roads, M25, A13 and A12, all looking pretty good, as is the 127. Now on public transport, no reported problems on any of the lines. There were some earlier cancellations on C2C, but that's looking okay. But there is a revised timetable, as you know, on the C2C Greater Anglia Network, and this also applies to the London Underground and Docklands Light Railway as well. And just a reminder, travel should only be made if absolutely essential or you're a key worker, and a face covering should be worn at all times when using public transport, and that includes being in the stations as well. So just be mindful of that when you're heading out, and be safe.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Yeah, one of the things I saw today was quite positive. I don't know if you know, but Brentwood International Centre, where we're based, is being used as a COVID testing site at the moment. And past couple of weeks have been absolutely rammed when you're trying to get in and park in the morning when you're coming here, or throughout the day. But today it seems less so. And I think, I don't know if that's an optimistic sign that things, and maybe there's some less testing going on or whatever, but you know, maybe I'm just looking for some green shoots everywhere. But it just seemed to be less people here today and less flow of traffic coming in as well. So hopefully people are still getting tested, and that's a good sign. And we're getting on top of things, eh?
Looking for Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
I started with English and Maths at ACL. I'm now studying an Access to Higher Education diploma. Then I'll be off to university to become a midwife.
ACL's creative courses have helped improve my mental health. I booked onto a few free courses and met so many great people and found my feet again.
When you learn with ACL, it's more than just a course. We support you no matter where you are in life. Many courses have been adapted for online learning so you can continue to do the things you love from home. It's more than just a course. It's your future, your community, your ACL.
SEL.
Get cycling for St Francis Hospice. The London to Paris Cycle is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and takes place over the 23rd to the 26th of September with 3 day cycling and 1 day to enjoy the City of Love. This challenge will take you through the picturesque Kent countryside, then on to medieval villages in France, before finishing at the iconic Eiffel Tower. For full details or to register, visit sfh.org.uk and search London to Paris.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome back. Now, I've had a lovely message in from Lisa, who said she just wants to give a massive shout out to her dad, John. John's 82 this weekend, and today he went and had his jab, his vaccine, his first one, and she said he's feeling great about it. She said the whole family are very proud of him and very optimistic. What a great occasion, a way to celebrate your birthday, yeah? Congratulations. Really hope there's no side effects for you, and I hope you're feeling great with that. And thanks for getting in touch, Lisa. Really lovely to hear. Now, I'm going to play a couple of new tracks for you. The first one is sent in by Mrs. Q herself. It was the new track. It only landed yesterday from Mr. Charlie Simpson, and I thought I'd play it. When I heard it, I was like, yeah, I'll give it a listen, and I really like it, and hope you will too. And the second track is by a newer artist called Tom Spate, and I picked up on something he'd recorded this week, and I listened to his album, and this is a single from it. And again, really, really good track, so I hope you enjoy both of these.
You did things that I regret. I broke the trust. We worked so hard together. Spent the whole time hating you for that. It don't feel right. There's no use taking sides. I know. Wasting all the time. Damn, I was so mad at you. It's something I can't undo. Wasting all the time.
As dark as the night, or clear as day, nothing's gonna get in my way from loving you. Even if it's hard to, thinking back to younger ways, summertime in all its haze, I've got your back. There's no need to doubt that. Everything's waiting for you. The heart that walks with me, nothing's ever gonna change or see the way I feel. It's so, so real. Everything's waiting for you. If you feel like running, are you too tired to fight? Everything's waiting for you. Just cast your
there you go. That's Tom Spate there. So I don't know much about Tom. He's a new artist. And that's a track called Everything's Waiting For You. And I think that's a really, really good song. And I checked out some of his other tracks yesterday. Do look him up if you can. And I'm going to try and get his last album. I think he's only released one, in the process of recording his second. But really like that. And previous to that, as I said, was Charlie Simpson with Blameless. Charlie's obviously taking a break from Busted at the moment, and that was a really, really good track as well. But if you've got any suggestions for new songs, by all means, do get in touch, let me know. And also, if you're a local artist or singer, and you know, you'd like to come on here for an interview and stuff and have a chat about what you're up to and your music and whatever, by all means do get in touch. You know, we're always looking to speak to anyone from the industry, be it actors, singers, whatever, bands, mime artist, even though that won't go down too well on the radio. Just get in touch and let me know. I'd love to have you on the show and hear from you and see what you're up to.
If
Here we go, the unmistakable voice, Celine Dion there, one of her early tracks, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? She's about 25 years old now, so great song. Just heading out towards the news, and then we'll have a final hour of the weekend wind-up. Thank you for keeping me company. We'll have Take 5 in the next hour. More of your shout-outs, more great music as we head towards the 3 o'clock sports show, so thanks for sticking with me.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News
from the Sky News Centre at 2. The health sector.